Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Now in studio, I have Todd Goodson, professor and chair of the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at K-State. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things?
Things are great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great to have you on. Got graduation coming up, so summer's almost here.
It is a busy time.
It is a busy time. Absolutely. Well, we're here to talk about a wide range of things, but let's go ahead and talk first about the Summer STEM Institute for middle school students. And I feel like we hear about STEM so much. It seems like it's the hottest thing right now in education, almost all levels. Everybody's talking about it.
It is a hot thing. There's a demand for people in society who have training in STEM, of course, and you can never start too early. We have been partnering with our colleagues in USD 383 for about 7 years now to host a summer STEM camp on the K-State campus in the month of June. It actually takes in grades 5 through 9. But we still have the main message I want to get out today is that we still have spaces available for the middle school group. The registration deadline has passed, but there is an opportunity to get middle schoolers in. And I know, you know, those of us who have raised kids through the middle school years know how difficult it is to find things for them to do in the summertime. At that age, it's an awkward age to, they're a little too big to leave with a sitter, and they're too small to leave at home alone, and this is a good opportunity to get them into a productive environment for through the month of June. So we have a number of workshops available. A couple that I would mention in particular that are new this year, and one is called Food for Thought. It's we have a young vocational agriculture teacher coming in to do that. And it takes the notion of where do we get our food? Where does the food come from? How does it make it from the farm to the table and the steps along the way? And we're excited about that. That's one opportunity. And the other one that I would point out is new this year also. It's called Write Your Way Through the Day. We have a couple of our faculty members at K-State with backgrounds in English language arts are going to put a little bit of a STEM twist on writing, and the basic premise, as I understand it, is that they're going to be doing mini marathons every day, taking the students out across campus and stopping at different places and writing. You know, one of the things that I think has happened in our summer STEM program is that the same students come back summer after summer because they enjoy it. It's a great fast-paced environment for them. And by the time they reach the 7th, 8th grade year, they've cycled through most of the offerings. They've taken drones and they've taken Minecraft and so forth. And this is these two workshops that I've mentioned. These are some new opportunities, some fresh things for the middle school students, a little bit different spin from the past. And I would encourage parents to take another look at this. You know, maybe your middle school age child came home and said, "Oh, I've already done STEM camp several years." Well, take a look at it again, because these two offerings in particular, I think, might appeal to a little bit different group of students than we've had in the past.
Brady Bowman here with Todd Goodson, K-State professor and chair of the Department of Curriculum and Instruction. We're talking about the Summer STEM Institute for middle school students, and I want to go back to one of them that you mentioned on one of those offerings on the writing. Yes. That's really interesting, because most of the time when we've been talking about STEM on these airwaves, we're usually talking about drones, robotics, and those things. When it comes to writing, it's not something you usually think about with STEM.
Absolutely. We did offer that last year for the first time. It had a writing science fiction kind of flavor to it, and we've taken what we learned last year and adapted it a little bit. We're going to experiment more with genre this year. They will have opportunities to work with comics and poetry and that sort of thing in an environment that gets them up out of the building and moving around campus and writing their stories but also doing close observations and a bit of scientific method lens through which they'll be composing
a lot of those same principles. Did you say comics?
I did. Graphic novels are hot right now. Anyone who's around adolescence knows that how hot graphic novels are. And again, that's another element that I think maybe might. I want to get the word out about that because I know there are middle school age students in Manhattan who would really benefit from coming in for a week, spending a week on campus, doing mini writing marathons and exploring what they have to say in different genres.
And very important because kind of, as you mentioned, taking that sort of STEM approach to writing, but I mean, really writing, there's definitely a mental process in good
there
writing.
There is. It's a discovery process. We sit down and write to discover what we think and to display what we know. And that's, in peculiar ways, it mirrors the scientific process.
And you mentioned some of those more traditional sort of STEM programs. And maybe real quick, just remind folks what STEM means.
Oh, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And we have integrated the newer term is STEAM with the the arts integrated into the traditional STEM fields, and that's where we're headed with the writing class and so forth, where the arts and the STEM fields intersect. But most of the same workshops that we've had in the past are coming back. The Starbase program, I mentioned drones. That's always popular. Robotics is always popular. We're bringing back our gaming program that was very popular last summer. One of our faculty members in curriculum and instruction, in fact, Dr. Brad Bernheide, has done did a session for us last time that was phenomenally popular with middle school students, and he's coming back. And I believe there's even an advanced gaming level for the students who did it once and want to try it again. So that's on tap this summer as well.
Well, what type of game? When you say gaming, like, are we talking board games, video games?
Yes, a little bit of everything. One thing that I would point out while we're still on STEM is that we started last year with a showcase at the very end, and that is scheduled this year for June 29th. And each of the workshops will have a booth space, basically, and some of the students will come in and demonstrate for their parents and so forth what they've done over the summer. The gaming session last year was just delightful to go by. They were sitting at their booth playing chess, your traditional board games and so forth. And that's there's an element, there's a type of student that really engages in learning well through gaming. And Dr. Bernheide, that's one of his research interests in researching potential of gaming for teaching. So we're excited to bring that back this summer as well.
It really seems to be the big strength of any sort of STEM workshops, no matter the level, whether it's K-State doing it or at the high school mm-hmm. level. It does seem to engage some of those sort of students that maybe struggle in a more traditional educational sort of environment.
Well, that's the beauty of the summer STEM workshop, because we don't have homework and we don't have tests and we don't have textbooks. Traditionally, they come in and they take these thematic workshops that are interest-based, that are geared toward things that the students are naturally interested in, and it's a fairly idealistic view of learning. It's learning what you love and exploring your passions and so forth through thematic workshops. And that's we always come to the end of it and think, wouldn't it be interesting if all of school were like this? Because it's people are there because they want to be there, and they're there because they want to engage through engage learning through enjoyable activities.
Well, that hands-on sort of real-time sort mm-hmm. of aspect of education, and you kind of went towards where I was gonna ask you. Do you see STEM kind of starting to become part of more mainstream education, more of your Monday through Friday sort of education in the future?
Well, of course, the disciplines are part of the Monday through Friday school, but project-based learning would be the would be analogous, and that's on the ascendancy in public education. The idea that we'll take a problem and we'll work together and in collaborative units to groups to address a problem, and while we're doing that, we're engaging those learning skills that come through the STEM disciplines.
And Todd Goodson, the K-State professor and chair of the Department of Curriculum and Instruction. We're talking about Summer STEM Institute for middle school students. And real quick, before we go to our last break, for those who are interested, how do they sign up? What's the contact info?
Okay, well, again, we do have spaces available. I just talked with 383. Spaces available for middle school age students, and you would call Diane Daniel at the school district. The number there is 587-2000.
All right, perfect. Let's go ahead and take our last break. We'll come back and talk about some more things, including the K-State's new camp for high school students considering the teaching profession. More in Focus coming up.